welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
So, but it was open, the rector was there, and it was like a granddad. He was so lovely and brought me to know him. And through that, I went on a course with 12 other people. We called ourselves the 12 disciples, you know. And in that group, there was Richard's mum and dad. And we all came to know the Lord the same night with the Holy Spirit. We were all baptized in the Holy Spirit. It was an amazing night. And it was so amazing that the following week, it was communion time. And who pulled up was Richard. Now, if you know, I never seen Richard before. He pulled up to the church because he'd seen a transformation in his mum and dad, and he wanted it. He wanted to know more. So from then on, we saw each other at church, and that was it. And God was doing real good things. You know how you are? You're excited with the Lord, that first love with the Lord, and I really was enjoying it. And one night I was praying, Lord, if you want me to stay single for the rest of my life, I will do it. But you just have to show me. The next evening, knock on the door, and there was Richard knocking on my door. And I thought, wow, that is a miracle in itself, because both of us, you might not realize, were very, very shy. We wouldn't say boo to a goose. And definitely him. Yeah, I never heard words out of him. But you never could shut him up now. So that's how we got about. And we've had our trials and things. And there was a... You know, God always reminds me that he is with me. He's not going to let me down. One of the cases was when we were selling our house and we was moving to another area. And I said, well, what are we going to do? And we prayed. Richard and I prayed. And he gave us a date. The date was the 31st of March. And so we just prayed into that, and we told everybody the 31st of March, because out of the mouth, truth comes. And I just wanted to, you know, affirm everybody that it was the 31st of March. At 5:30, we didn't hear a thing. 31st of March, we didn't hear a thing. I was still saying, no, I know that date is fixed in my mind. It's fixed here more than there. And 25 to 6, we had a phone call from the estate agents giving us an offer, which we accepted because it was the right offer. And he leaves it to the last minute. Never, never give up on God. And that was one of the things. There have been several things that go on, like getting through cancer, you know, going through the whole rigmarole of cancer, having a year of treatment, being at your lowest because you can't be anything else when you're with chemo. You cannot. But I know God spoke to me through times that once he told me to pray for the lost, and I couldn't focus on anything, and he said, pray for the lost. As soon as I started to pray for the lost, I saw a brightness, you know, the lifting of the heaviness. And it was hard. I'm not saying it was easy. It was hard. I could only do it one person at a time. And my first person is here today, and that was Terry. Is here today, and I was praying for his mum, and I started praying for my brother, and so forth. But the joy in my heart when I saw Terry come into the church at the leisure centre, when I was in the leisure centre, it was 100-fold, 100-fold. because we've known Terry a long while. And he's just been there, but now he's jumped in, he's active, you know, he's positive. And so, a personal relationship with God, that's how I go about. I'm not a theologian. I don't know all the answers. But I know what's in my heart, what God puts in my heart for people. And I'm not sticking to any of this. So when God gives you a word, you hold on to it, like the 31st of March. Pray for the lost. You hold on to that word with sheer force, because you know when it comes from God, it will be done. You know that you are going to receive whatever you're in need for. And it's just funny, the whole meeting, the prayer meeting beforehand, that was something new again I led. And it all got back to what I was going to preach about, talk about, to say. And I'm thinking, God, you are so good. Because he's confirming everything, just confirming that we hold on to that word. And don't fall, don't argue with God. Never argue with God, because you'll always lose. Always. Look at the Israelites. They struggled for 40 years. They knew the provision of God. Never was there a people that knew such power that God had put over them. He released them from Egypt. He saved them in miraculous ways. He provided for them. He was with them continually. Yet they still moaned and grumbled. It's time to stop moaning and grumbling and walk in with God and hold on to him and hold on to his word. And the reason why I'm sharing some of the things that that have helped me, like the testimony that I've had, is so that we can help each other. Because I believe when we remember something that God has done for us, it lifts us up and it can lift others up as well. You know, don't hold it in. Don't hold it back. Share it with somebody, because at that time they may be going through a similar predicament and they need to be raised up. We need to carry people. And this is what's on our heart. When we're doing this, we're being lifted up. We're being encouraged inside ourselves, because every day is a new day and it has its own problems. So we need that. But also, when we're walking, if we're downtrodden, how can we talk to people that don't know Jesus? How can we reflect the goodness of Jesus? And that is my whole heart, is to reflect what God has done out to the world, out to Worthing. And we want to help them realize what their needs are, can be met. One of the things when I was going through the darkness time was, God reminded me, I said to myself, how can I go through this without Jesus? And the thoughts that came into my mind were horrific. I didn't want to be without Jesus. It was even blacker when I thought about it without Jesus. So there was all these people that were in the chemo, radiology. I used to pray for them because, you know, their faith, they had no faith. And this is what we do. We have to pray for the people that we're in contact with. We have to have a heart for those people. And once we have that heart, we can bring them in. You know, our example, we walk by our example and everything. And as we're sharing with each other also, and we can bring in, and this is where the small groups come in. Because if I didn't see you on a Sunday, I probably won't see you in the week because I work 37 hours a week, so never see anybody. Lucky for seeing me and husband, few things. But with a group, a small group, you meet each other. That's your life, how you can work together, how you can communicate with each other, pray for each other. Yes, we do fun things. That coffee and cake was lovely, wasn't it? So you can do fun things. The men have had more than a fun time because my bedroom shook with laughter because they're all laughing all the time. And so it's not a closed-in thing. Anybody can go to these groups, even people that don't come to church. That's what they're for. Bring them into the groups. There are going to be different groups. So please, be involved, each one of you, be involved. Have life. Bring life into the church. And also get involved in the church. Because I remember my son, he's not here today, I don't know why, I'll tell him off when I get home. He is 24 and I don't tell him off, he's too big. He was young. I don't know how old was he. 11, and he really didn't want to be part of the church. Just like I know some young people don't. They don't know what he thinks. He didn't want to be part of the church, and he grumbled and he moaned. So Richard was on stewarding duty, and Daniel says, "Well, can I help?" So he took no more, took Daniel with him to the stewarding group. Now, the stewards thought, you know, you get into a routine, don't you? Have this young boy do it. But that was the making of Daniel, because by stewarding, by serving the bread and wine and doing all this, he felt he belonged. He felt part. And I think that's with our hearts. If we're stewards, if we're doing anything within the church, you're part of the church, you are the church. And it's a really good thing. I hope I've encouraged you. But as in Deuteronomy it says, remember the good things that I have done for you. So remember what God is doing for you and has done for you. And use it. Don't fall back on the moans and groans. Just use it. I'm just going to leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.